wonderful.
The title of the sermon, isn't that wonderful?
It's wonderful.
It is, huh? The name. Oh, what else do you need to say it? The name. It's not a name, but it's the name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The name.
Amen.
Amen. I want to talk about today, actually the song we're singing, isn't the name of Jesus wonderful, right? According to the song, I wanted to just deliver a message, okay? Using that, some of that, pop, the lyrics of the song. Okay, the name. The name is Jesus, right? And Jesus' name is, first?
Freedom.
Freedom, hallelujah. Everybody say, Jesus' name is?
Freedom.
Louder, Jesus' name is?
Freedom.
Tell somebody, there's freedom in Jesus' name.
There's freedom in Jesus' name.
Okay, 2 Corinthians 3:17, let's read it together. One, begin.
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is what?
There is freedom.
Now you have to pay attention. Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit? Where? Where is the Spirit? Where is the Holy Spirit now? Where is the Holy Spirit? Is it outside or in you? Huh?
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now in your spirit, there is freedom.
Amen.
Because in your spirit, there's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So in your spirit, you have freedom. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Amen.
Now I don't think, I think about 20 people still don't believe it. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm talking about freedom in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to open your eyes. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
You need to open your eyes to the Spirit who lives in you.
Amen.
Not Holy Spirit who lives outside. So many people are trying to find the freedom by reading the books, by going to the conference, by seminar, by going to another country like Hawaii and go, there's a very nice beach and there's a beautiful sky. Huh? And you relax there and you think you're going to have a freedom and peace there. But I'm telling you, freedom is already in your spirit.
Amen.
You have to open your eyes to yourself.
Amen.
You have to open your eyes to your spirit.
Amen.
Freedom is already in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See your brother and sister next to you to see if you can see the freedom on their face.
Freedom.
You know what I'm talking about? Stephen here. Stephen, come here. My brother. My brother from different mother. Come on, right? Welcome, brother. Maybe later, I forgive you. Okay.
Thanks.
He's coming from far distance. Nike, you just came too?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to forgive you. You're living right here 5 minutes away from this place. Huh? Don't give him a massage, foot massage. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
We love you, but come on, Tim. What was I gonna say? If you have, listen. See, so many people, they live and they act as if they don't have a freedom. But in fact, they already have freedom in their spirit. Because Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may not have freedom in your soul. Your thoughts and your emotion is mixed up. There's a mixed up feelings and mixed up thoughts and there's a captive. The stronghold in your mind and there's a bitterness in your heart, in your emotion, and you're not feeling well because you fought with your husband and wife, or you fought with your brother and sister. But no matter what happens, there is freedom in your spirit.
Amen.
And for that, we need to be thankful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment you acknowledge that there's freedom in my spirit, listen, that freedom will explode. That freedom will expand to your soul level. Even to your body level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You make your body subject to your spirit, not subject your spirit to your body. You make your body subject to your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moreover, you make your emotions subject to your spirit because your spirit is Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spirit is Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I pray that you'll find your spirit today. You'll release your spirit today and you'll find freedom and joy in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. Jesus' name is second. Jesus' name is?
Healing.
Everybody say, come on.
Healing.
If you believe it, you say it. Amen.
Amen.
You know, people say a stuff because they believe it. See, you believe what you say. According to 2 Corinthians 4:13. Do you want to see that? Can you give us that scripture? 2 Corinthians 4:13. If you believe, because if you believe, you say it. See, it is very important what you say it. If you say, Lord Jesus will be the Lord over your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you say, thank you, Jesus, hey, God will give you more things to thank for. Amen.
Amen.
If you say, I love Jesus, then God will give you more things to love Jesus. It is very important what you say it. There's a healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I believe through Suji Good Shepherd Church today, when they do foot massage, they're praying, they're interceding, I believe God will heal you too.
Amen.
God will heal your body, your soul, your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Do you have that?
2 Corinthians 4:13.
Okay, never mind then.
Okay.
You got it? Never mind. Okay. All right, Matthew 3:8-13. Ready? Begin. Jesus said to them. You know the story. Centurion's servant was sick, and the centurion came to the Lord and saying, Jesus said, okay, let me visit your house to heal your servant. And Jesus and the centurion said, Lord, you don't have to come. Just say the word.
Amen.
Just say the word.
Amen.
And the moment that the centurion said, just say the word, that moment, okay, when Jesus said, heal, centurion's servant was healed. There's a healing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you say, Lord Jesus, there's a healing. Healing is already on the way, and healing has already come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If you open your mouth and say, Lord Jesus, Jesus will heal you. He will come and bless you. If you close your mouth, nothing will happen. All right? God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. But if your cap is closed, how can He bless you? Bible says we are the vessels of God's mercy. We are the container. If you want to contain God, we have to be open. Amen.
Amen.
Now how do we open ourselves? How do we open ourselves? We need to first open our mouth. And open our heart.
Amen.
And open our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. If you open your mouth, that will help you to open your heart. And your heart is open, then that will help your spirit to be open. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Acts 3:6, begin.
Then Peter said,
silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Amen.
Amen.
Now, these days, this is not just talking about the physical name here, right? We need to apply this to our spiritual name, right? Anything that is causing you not to walk straight toward God or walk with God, we need to command today in Jesus' name, walk. Walk with God, straight forward. And not walk around, not go around. Not the rough road, but God wants a straight highway with Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, there's a healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we want to receive that healing this afternoon. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, what is the third one?
Power.
There
power.
Is?
Power.
Power in Jesus' name. Everybody say, there's a power in Jesus' name.
There's power in Jesus' name.
And I will tell you something, there's no power above, there's no power above than the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Jesus name is the ultimate power. Jesus name is the strongest power. Jesus name is the highest power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's Matthew 28:18 says this. Ready? Begin. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Stop there. All authority. He's talking about authority in heavens and earth throughout universe. All authority. All authority you can mention in words. All authority you can imagine in your mind. Listen, that all authority has been given to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 And that authority is in Jesus' name. And you can exercise that power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians 2:6, ready, begin. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Amen. Okay, God, Jesus Christ came in the flesh, He died on the cross, and He rose again from the dead, and He became a life-giving
spirit.
1 Corinthians 15:45. He became a life-giving spirit. And after He became a life-giving spirit, the moment we accept Jesus Christ, this is what happens to your spirit. Okay, when he comes into my spirit, we become one spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Hallelujah. He who joins Christ has become one spirit. Now, when we become one spirit, this is what happened. We were seated together in the throne of God. According to Ephesians 2:6, we were seated together with Christ. Okay? Now, seated means that's the kingship. When you are sitting, you are king. So, with Jesus Christ, we are co-kings. We are kings together with Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, you have authority over enemies, over all the heavenlies, all the demons. That's the authority you have in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we want to exercise that power in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You believe it?
Amen.
You believe it?
Amen.
Then call on His name. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, how wonderful name is. Isn't that name beautiful?
Amen.
Isn't that name wonderful?
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. In the book of Acts, when believers gather together, they always exercise calling on His name. 1 Corinthians 1:2 is, okay, calling on the name of the Lord along together with those who call on the name of the Lord. So calling on the name of the Lord is the sign that they are the believers. If we are the believers, if we are the children of God, then we will call on His name. We will not be afraid, we will not be ashamed to call on His name. Hallelujah!
Amen!
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, fourth. Okay, Jesus' name is first. Come on, let's remember that. Jesus' name is what?
Freedom.
Freedom. First. Jesus' name is?
Freedom.
Jesus' name is?
Healing.
Jesus' name is?
Power.
And Jesus' name is?
Salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Acts 4:12. Ready? Begin.
Salvation.
Power. No
other.
There is no other.
In the name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
A week ago, I went to the Incheon International Airport, and I met a brother from Africa. And he was a Christian, and then he had to call somebody. He had no money, so I was trying to help him to call a Korean. And then he was showing me his visa paper, and the visa paper shows that this is like a Holy Spirit conference. And then and he was saying, all religious people are coming from the whole world. I said, what did you say? All different religious people are coming to this conference from all over the world, and we're going to pray for peace. And I say, wow, is that? And I knew that was a pluralism. In these days, you have to be careful, okay? Because there's a pluralism out there everywhere. Everybody's saying now, it doesn't matter what religion you are believing. As long as you believe in God, it's okay. You are in the religion, but ultimately, when you go up to the top of the mountain, you will all meet the same God. That is a lie. That is false. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the
life.
Bible says, there is no other name that God has given us under heaven that which we can be saved. Only in Jesus' name we are saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. We believe and trust and I was sure that Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life. Amen? Okay, Acts 2:21, begin.
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord
shall be
saved.
You see, and let's go to John 14:6. Do we have that? Okay. John? Okay. Fifth one, there is life, right? There's life in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, John 14:6, begin.
Jesus
answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
No one comes to the Father except through me.
Okay, either Jesus is crazy or he's real. What do you think? Do you think Jesus is crazy? Because he says, you can only come to the Father, God, only through me. Okay, you cannot come to God except through me. So whether he's real or he's crazy. What do you think? Do you think he's crazy or he's real? If he's real, then every other religion is not real. Hallelujah. Because he says, I am the only way. Okay, John 11:25, begin. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. Oh, Jesus Christ is the resurrection.
Amen.
He's the life.
Amen.
You see, because he's the resurrection, when he died, he rose again. Because he had to be rose again, because he was the resurrection and the life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because you are the life and you are the resurrection. Amen. Okay. Now the last one, there is no other name but Jesus, right? Can we do okay. No other name but Jesus. Acts 4:12. Begin. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Amen. One more time. John 14:6. Begin.
Jesus, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen.
Amen.
If you believe in Jesus' name, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe in Jesus, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, we live and die for Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Today we sing a new song called, what is it? For to me to live is Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, that's a wonderful song. No matter what happens, no matter what happens in my life, I live and die for Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Because when I die, I will go to be with my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to tell you something. In the Old Testament, okay? In the Old Testament, there are many names in the Old Testament. Brother Mark, are you aware of some of the names in the Old Testament? There are two kinds of names of God in the Old Testament. One category is called El. Another category is Jehovah, okay? When God wants to explain His name, He uses El. Who He is, He uses El. When God wants to show how He wants a relationship with man, He uses Jehovah. Okay? For example, the El means God. Now, we have Elohim, right? Everybody say Elohim.
Elohim.
His name, the Elohim means creator. The God is creator. How about El Elyon?
El-Roy.
Highest God. And El-Roy.
El-Roy.
God who examines. El Shaddai. Almighty God. I'm sure Brother Mark has a better pronunciation with all these names. But you show me after service, okay? Okay, that's all El names, okay? But when God wants to build a relationship with man, He uses Jehovah. Okay? Now, Jehovah means I am who I am. Say, I am who I am.
I am who I am.
Or, I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Okay? Okay, God's life, God's name and God's life is eternal and divine. Eternal means His life is uncreated. No one created God. God is who He is. I am that I am. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so there are a few names of Jehovah. For example, Jehovah Jireh. Everybody say Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh.
Means provider.
Provider.
Jehovah Rapha.
Jehovah Rapha.
Healer.
Healer.
Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah
Nissi. Victory.
Victory.
Jehovah Shalom.
Jehovah Shalom.
Peace.
Peace.
Jehovah Roy.
Jehovah Roy.
Shepherd.
Shepherd.
Jehovah Shammah.
Jehovah
Shammah. God who is present.
God who is present.
Hallelujah. Now all these many different kinds of names in the Old Testament, El and Jehovah name, you cannot find in the book of New Testament. In the book of New Testament, you only find one name. That one name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Matthew 1:21 says, when Mary was pregnant, God sent an angel to tell the name to Joseph. Because Joseph was the head of the family, right? So the angel told Joseph, you know what? You shall name that baby Jesus. And when you look at the John chapter 17, Jesus said to the Father God, Father, you have given me your name. You have given me your name. And I have manifest that name. I have given the name that you have given to me. I have given that name to my disciples. So we know that Jesus, the name Jesus, is Father's name, is God's name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God gave His name to His Son, Jesus.
Amen.
So Jesus is the only name of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in that name, Jesus includes all El name and Jehovah name. Hallelujah. In Jesus, you see all are included. That's why Christ is all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
In Christ, everything is included. All power is included. Salvation is included. Life is included.
Amen.
Healing is included. Recovery is included. Strength, everything. You need peace. It's Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when you know this fact and when you believe it and when you call on His name, it's different than just somebody tell me to call on His name, so I'm just calling His name. It's different. I pray that you will experience the depth of the name Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise His name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, why do we call Lord Jesus? Because Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. The moment He rose again from the dead, He proved, He demonstrated that He is the head of the universe.
Amen.
He is the master of our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, He is the Lord. Therefore, we call Jesus Lord.
Amen.
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 Adon Yeshua. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ is the only Lord in my life. Amen. He is the Lord, and I follow Him till the end. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. Let's read that verse. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. Right? You got it? Okay, begin.
For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile.
The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. It doesn't matter what background you have. It doesn't matter what education you have. If you call on His name, Lord Jesus, you will be saved.
Amen.
And you will have rich life on this earth. Hallelujah. Because there's richness in His name. Amen. With this verse, I want to close my message. We have many things to do afterward. Huh? Matthew 6:9. Let's all read it together with conviction. Ready? Begin.
Pray like this.
Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. One more time.
Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ wanted to teach how we ought to pray, right? How disciples should pray. And this is how Jesus taught them. When you pray like this. Your name be honored. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. God's name. That God's name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to lift up His name and we want to proclaim His name and we want to give the name Jesus Christ to all the world. Amen.
Amen.
Let's take a few minutes to really call on His name and lift up His name. Let's all rise together. Sing this song with me. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful?